The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Ça va très bien, merci, Abs. Any better, I'd have to tell the cops, eh?
I tell you, every time you say that, Joe goes, eh. Manu Jean-Jacques, he makes this sound so easy. And but we are learning. But we are learning at the end of the day. Let's talk about Ethiopia. What's the latest?
Well, we do have the new Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed, who is from Oromia. He had a big dinner. And among the guests were former political prisoners. He's creating a lot of hope in the country that they're going to have security sector reform. He's saying that they will have clean elections in 2022 essentially saying they are going to bring in reforms, they are going to behave better towards their population. The question is asked of him then, well, why, if you're going to have all this reform, why not just lift the state of emergency? Wouldn't that be significant and was symbolically a very important thing to do? But, you know, he was brought in because the Oromia, they're the largest ethnic grouping in Ethiopia, but also the most restive. They believe that they're being marginalized, and there have been huge demonstrations there, lots of arrests and so on. So the hope is that he's going to calm that part of the country down. One of Africa's fastest growing economies, if they can get rid of their political problems, then indeed they'll do nothing but surge and grow and be a credit to Africa.
And something profound by Ian Khama. Living power.
Well, you know, it is very interesting because he was a very tough president. He was the guy that walked into offices of the public service and said, hey, what are you guys up to, you know? He was also a very sort of aesthetic bloke. He didn't have, he didn't drink, he didn't... he was a wildlife enthusiast, you know, lived in almost sort of a very aesthetic sort of lifestyle. Now he has this interview in which he says, you know, losing power or getting out of power after two terms as president, it's not a train smash. You know, and I'm telling other African presidents, when your term is up, get out. You feel a lot better. He did say he'd never enjoyed politics. He found it a dirty game. But the running the country, that was something quite different. He also defended his position on the International Criminal Court, saying leaders and African leaders or any other leaders who preyed upon their people should be brought to justice. Should they wait until the president's left power? He said no. In some cases, you know, one president I spoke to on this matter, he'd been in power for 25 years. Is that how long we should wait for justice to be brought? So it was the most interesting interview with him, and he's just he specifically again defended telling Joseph Kabila in the DRC that he should step aside because he's become more of a liability than an asset to the country, and they need to have a new dispensation in the DRC, and Joseph Kabila's leaving power is essential to that.
Now these are the African leaders we need. These are the African leaders we need. Hey, that felt good to hear. Thank you so much for that, JJ. Thank you. Thank you so much. But let's talk about someone who's cracked an invite to the White House. People moving up in the world.
Muhammadu Buhari, is he the African leader we need? I mean, he certainly spent, remember, 6 months of last year on sick leave. He never told the Nigerians what was wrong. And, you know, said, I've never been so sick. He did say those sort of things. Now he says he's going to stand for a second term. And a lot of leaders, including Olusegun Obasanjo, former president, say, you shouldn't be doing that. You know, you've had an indifferent economy and this illness, your ailing health. You shouldn't be doing this. Well, Donald Trump doesn't believe there's much wrong. He invites Muhammadu Buhari to the White House. You know, Abs, it occurred to me that announcement came yesterday. I wonder if South Africa hadn't objected very strongly to the missile strikes on Syria, if such an invitation might not be coming Cyril Ramaphosa's way. I don't know. Maybe that's just me being a bit cynical. Nevertheless, are they going to talk about, you know, I think the United States has always recognized the economic power of Nigeria. And that is something, and they have very close relations, there's no doubt. But most importantly, they're going to talk about the fight on terrorism. And I think that is what preoccupies Donald Trump more than anything else. So that meeting will take place on the 30th of April. And I'm sure Muhammadu Buhari will bask in the fact that he's been invited to the United States. Many African leaders would be very envious of it. So it's going to be interesting to see what actually transpires in Washington when Muhammadu Buhari is there.
Oh, it's going to be interesting, I'll tell you that part, as you say. Jean-Jacques, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, my good sir. Adema.
Adema.
Thank you so much.